Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Luckett Peters. Today being the 25th of March 2026, and we have limitations in our beloved game of cricket globally. But of course, there are two wonderful games being played in the land of the white clouds. The fifth and the final T20 in the men's version between South Africa and New Zealand. That's going to be a very interesting game 5 hours from now. It's even, Steven. South Africa have won two games. New Zealand have won two games. And today's game will decide who will be the series winner. But the feature in this particular game is the bench strength that has been put out by both teams after the T20 World Cup. And that's good to note. So we will know some new players of the future. The women too, the South African women versus the New Zealand women also will play their final T20 game today. And that too is a very interesting contest. But that game starts in approximately half an hour, I guess, from now. So we will know the results of that. But of course, New Zealand seem to be dominating in the women's version. Now then, all of us have heard of Lagos, Nigeria. It's good to see the gospel of cricket being spread to that part of the world, because we know Nigeria is famous and are good in playing football. So the South African under-19ers are playing against Zimbabwe under-19s in Nigeria, which is a fantastic thing. Of course, the game ended yesterday in the under-19s. South Africa won this game by 28 runs. South Africa made 145 for 7 and the Zimbabwe girls 117 for 8. But the message here is all credit must go to the ICC for spreading the gospel and having a game played in Nigeria. Very interesting indeed. Then round the corner is, of course, the PSL and the IPL. What's PSL? Pakistan Super League. Three Sri Lankans will be playing for three different franchises in the PSL. Kushal Janit Pereira, Dunit Pellalage and Kusal Mendes will be playing in the PSL. In the IPL, we have five Sri Lankans listed. Dushmanta Chamira, Pathum Nisanka, Kamindu Mendes, Vanindu Hasaranga and Mathisa Pathirana. But of course, the NOC certificate has been given to just three players so far. That's Dushmanta Chamira, Pathum Nisanka and Kamindu Mendes, who have just passed their fitness test. But Vanindu Hasaranga and Mathisa Pathirana, who suffered hamstring injuries respectively during the during the T20 World Cup, which was concluded here in Sri Lanka and in India, have not been given the NOC so far, because the news I have for you so far is that they have not been approved by SLC in terms of fitness, which means the NOC is important. Only then BCCI will accept the players as deemed fit to take part in the prestigious IPL. And IPL will be in all her glory come the 29th, which is scheduled to be a Sunday. Right, we also have another bit of news, which I think I did spell out yesterday. The prestigious President's Knockout Schools Rugby Tournament, sponsored and organized by Dialogue in all its glory. We all know who the four semi-finalists are. Trinity playing against Wesley on Saturday and Royal against Isipathana on Sunday. Now, as far as the win predictor is concerned, up to now, 60% is in favor of Wesley against Trinity being 40%. So many experts have stated that it could be almost a one-sided game. We don't know, but this is what the predictions are. But they feel the Isipathana Royal will be keenly contested on Sunday. We'll keep our eyes focused, because remember last year, the finalists were both Isipathana and Trinity. But then there again, the other side of the coin is they say that Trinity has a very strong outfit, just like Wesley. The only disadvantage Trinity has is they're playing in Colombo. So with the hot weather that we have around, that could be a disadvantage for the Candy Lads, led by Altaf. But we'll keep our eyes focused, but it's going to be interesting come Saturday and Sunday. That's it from me and Luckett Peters this morning. I hope you did enjoy our presentation as much as we did enjoy bringing it to you. Stay tuned as we spin you a record for your listening pleasure.